It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, it's Final Four weekend, and unfortunately, Kentucky did not make it this year.
We've featured some of the great moments in UK men's basketball history on this program. But over the past few years, you and I have played with the idea of featuring one of the more heartbreaking moments. Oral history's not just about the triumphs, but also the setbacks and the struggles. So let's go back to 1992. His name was Christian Laettner.
And if there were ever a top five villains for UK, he would be at the very top of the list.
And we're in the Elite Eight, and it was Duke versus Kentucky. Kentucky, the team that was known at that time as the Unforgettables, led by sophomore Jamal Mashburn, four seniors, John Pelfrey, Darren Feldhaus, Richie Farmer, and Sean Woods. They were coached by a young Rick Pitino. With 8 minutes to go in regulation, Duke was sitting on a 10-point lead. But in this wild turn, Kentucky pulled off a 12-2 run in just over 2 minutes to tie the game. Eventually, Kentucky tied the game at 93 with 33.6 seconds left, taking the game into overtime. And the overtime was incredible. The back and forth in just the last few minutes were excruciating. Both teams, they weren't missing any shots. It started to get even more tense. I mean, at one point in the game, Christian Laettner had stomped on the chest of Kentucky's Aminu Timberlake while he laid on the ground, which was just horrifying. But with Kentucky down by 1 point and only 7 seconds to go on the clock, Sean Woods hits a shot to go ahead. Here's a clip of Sean Woods being interviewed by another all-time great basketball player, Kyle Macy.
I get the ball, and the play was designed for me to come off the ball screen, okay, and either turn the corner and kick, make a play, or throw it back to John for the pick and pop. And because you're so excited and you got a little more adrenaline flowing, I gave it a little bit more, and it hit that glass just as clean, square, right in the middle of the square, and boom, we hit the glass and went in.
Kentucky goes ahead by 1 point with only 2 seconds left. The Big Blue Nation goes crazy with joy. I mean, what can be done in only 2 seconds, right?
We all know.
It's an inbounds play from the baseline, and Grant Hill's going to toss that ball all the way down the court. Let's hear from John Pelfrey, who talks about that moment.
You know, I can see Grant Hill take a step, kind of get ready to throw. The ball comes out of hand. It actually curves a little bit.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Laettner was coming up behind me. I didn't know he was flashing from the sideline or from the baseline. But I'm backing up, I'm gonna get it. And you know, so we back up and all right, who's bigger? That's who wins the play. But once he caught it and he came down and he started going through his gyrations, I'm like, where is the horn? Why is it not going off? Obviously the rest is history. He makes his little move. Where's the horn? Why isn't it going off? And then once he got it off, you're like, oh no. You know, and then the ball, the first thing he hit was the floor. I don't even think the net moved. It was pure as thing you've ever seen. And we're like, what just happened?
These interviews are remarkable and sometimes painful. In fact, in one moment, Pelfrey talks about how he actually misremembered how that moment unfolded.
So I get back there and I try to jump, and at that moment in time, I'm like, I thought I had my hands on the ball. I literally felt leather. So it got really, really hard. But, you know, for me, I didn't have a chance so I carried this thing with me for days. And when I finally had a chance to see the play, I'm like, I never touched the ball.
A classic response to a traumatic memory. There really was collective trauma felt throughout the Big Blue Nation based on this moment in 1992 that persists today.
And a little known fact, you're a songwriter and you wrote a song about this very moment.
Indeed, I did. The song is called 1992.
And to close out this segment, we're going to hear a little bit of that song, 1992. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.
His name was Christian Laettner and he was pretty tall. Truth is, he didn't know what to do when they threw him the basketball. So he faked right and he turned around and jumped up real high. He took the shot and then Ashley Judd began to cry. It was 1992, Kentucky took it on the chin. Turn the TV off, let's go to bed. Those damn Duke Blue Devils win again.